sitting in with Executive Director of the Carrollton Area Economic Alliance, Sharon Metz. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, what do you have for us? I know you want to talk about, first off, the farmer's market, and I have to tell you, I did take a chance and go up there, and I was pleasantly surprised.
I'm glad that you went. What did you think?
I'm telling you, I could not believe how cheap the prices were. I don't think anybody would want to go to a regular grocery store right now when they can get fresh stuff at such great prices.
Well, thank you. And it was Saturday was really a good day for the farmers market. We started out with, I don't know, four, five, six the first Saturday. I guess this was just our third Saturday, and we actually filled the west side of the square along the courthouse side. So if we have to expand and that's what we want to do, we're going to do that.
It was absolutely amazing. I mean, they even had baked breads and pies, and I am so mad at myself for not picking up that jar of apple butter I looked at twice.
Well, you'll have to come back because she usually brings that. And you're right, besides the fresh produce and the things that are growing in gardens, and that's just getting better as the weeks go along, and our produce was late this year, but we've got pies and cakes and bread and jams. And there was a couple of booths that had homemade barbecue sauce. I don't know if we're going to compete with Billy Butler yet or not, but we're working on it. So lots of good things going on at the farmer's market.
Absolutely.
And I will tell you that Jody Onnefelt, that has headed up this program for us, said there was 300 likes on Facebook over the weekend concerning farmer's markets. So that tells you that people are coming and they're excited about it, and there's good opportunities there. As you said, goodbyes, and it's a fun thing to be with the community for that morning.
And let's repeat that. Go on Facebook and find the Carrollton Farmers Market.
Absolutely. And be a part of it. Make suggestions. And if you like it, just tell us what's good about it. And because we want to make this good for everybody. And as I said, it's been less than a month, and we just have had real great success with it. And I will tell you, the ones that come and participate actually sell out before 12 o'clock comes. And that's a good thing. But it starts at 8. We have a bell ringer that goes up and down the sidewalk saying sales begin, which is kind of a fun tradition we've started here. And I might reiterate this. The vendors come free. So if you want to come and bring your produce or the things that you make at home, we want it to be things that are produced and made in this area, you're more than welcome to come and enjoy that day.
All right. You also wanted to talk about Farmers Appreciation.
Farmers Appreciation. This is our 15th annual Farmers Appreciation. So we've been doing this for 15 years with the Chamber of Commerce. And this year it's going to be Mizzou pork chops, and they are going to be grilled and cooked by the Bartlett Grain Company. We thank them for doing that and providing the cooker. And then we have a full buffet dinner to go with that and some entertainment. So it's just a fun night. And I will tell you how you get tickets to this. Our local businesses and chamber members buy the tickets, and they give them to our agriculture community for free. So you can come, and they'll get you a ticket, and you can come and enjoy just a special night and a great way for us once again be able to say thank you to our ag community, our farmers, our people that are in our ag that makes Carroll County and Carrollton what we are today because of the businesses that we have here.
All right. And Chamber Roundtable.
Chamber Roundtable. This month will be 1 year to this month that we started Chamber Roundtable. And I think the first night we had, 24 to 30, something like that. Now we have over 100 members. And I'd just like to read some things that have come out that we've grown. One of the things that we wanted to do was grow our industrial park. Our museum ladies are coming, and we've started a program called an Adopt-A-Room. So several of the civic organizations are adopting a room and helping the museum grow this year. We had our first community garage sale that had over 60 citizens entering in that. The farmers market came out of that. We've involved the Uptown Square. As everybody knows, we've had a rough year or so in our Uptown Square with buildings that have burned. We're very actively going to work together as that through the chamber and the chamber roundtable. We've talked about improving our lakes in town, certainly the one out in the industrial park with the help of the conservation of the state. So lots of activities have come, Spooktacular is another one. They've already started working on that. If you remember, that was the first one last year.
I actually did a live broadcast remote at that Spooktacular last year.
I remember that, out on our new Johnson Duderstadt walking trail.
Beautiful walking trail.
And it's a beautiful walking trail, used all the time, and I will tell you the young men are already starting that again for October. The dates are beginning to be set. And so, and if you want to help with that, if you took that walk, you will realize they had a lot of things that they made and set up on that walk. So, if you want to be involved in your community, we're going to ask you to come. It's the third Tuesday night of every month, lower level, the library, at 7 p.m. We never meet more than an hour, but it's your chance to join and say, I like this. Hey, can I help do this? And it's been a great promotion for the Chamber and for Carrollton and Carroll County.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. It's an exciting time. It's a busy time. We just finished the county fair, and there's lots of things going on. And even though it's hard to believe, actually, we're almost a month from school starting again. But the little leagues have been playing, and things exciting going on. So just come and be a part of Carrollton and Carroll County. Celebrate with the things that are going on. And we just believe working together through all these things that we're going to move our community and county forward.
All right. Well, thank you, Sharon, Executive Director, Carrollton Area Economic Alliance.